Coach, getting off to a pretty good start to the season, and really a bulk of it's come this last week.
Yeah, it's been a good start. We've definitely been busy, and this week it's been good. It's been challenging, and that's what we want. You know, we've got a strong group of kids and a strong team, and we just want to start preparing for that stretch run in February when we're going to try to, you know, have a bunch of individual success and then also, you know, culminate it with a state team title. So, you know, it's one of those deals where we went and wrestled Chatham and Muhammad on Tuesday, and, you know, both 2A teams that were at the dual state tournament last year and perennial powerhouses in Illinois, and those are good wins. And then we were able to travel down to Kentucky and take on Union County as a nationally ranked team and have a couple of outstanding individuals that participate at the age level world teams, and so just kind of a fun experience there, and then went to Roxanne on Thursday night and got a couple wins there, so it's been a busy week for sure.
Yeah, you talked about wanting to load up your schedule, and really when you have such a talented team like this one, it kind of that mix of, you know, you want to schedule good opponents and you also want to make sure that you are scheduling teams that you have a good chance to beat, because you know, you really want to see what this team's litmus test is.
Yeah, I think at this point we're just focused on the competition and not too focused on the wins and losses. I think that our goal is to push ourselves right now we're still having some guys make their descent to their weight classes and we're getting pretty close. You know, I think it's going to realistically be age rumble before we're maybe settled into what could be our lineup. And, you know, I think we'll have some challenge matches going into that tournament there. And that'll be something that, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But I think we got a couple guys certifying next week and one guy certifying today. So I'm just kind of waiting on those guys to make their descent. And then, like I said, just trying to have good competitions. We've been able to shuffle some guys in and out with our depth and get some good matches for some of our guys that could be in the lineup when it all shakes out, comes through.
Yeah, you talked about wanting to really solidify the depth and solidify just what roles are, and I'm sure that makes for extremely competitive practices, knowing that you have guys who are, you know, competing in the same weight class and are wanting to really get after each other and show to you that they're capable of helping this team win.
Yeah, I mean, that we talked about that at the Bubba West match, that's something that, you know, we don't want to settle into kind of a rank and file order in practice, you know, and want to keep challenging each other and pushing each other. And, you know, some of that happens in live wrestling, and we really focus a lot lately on our drilling. You know, there's a difference between, you know, walking through moves and truly drilling techniques. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, a drill involves two people working together. You know, if my partner's trying to work on something and I just let him do it, that doesn't really help him. So I've got to make it challenging, make it difficult, kind of stay with them through the drill, and they actually get the feel for the technique and how to do it against somebody that's going to be trying in a match. So that's kind of been our big focus of our practices, the few we've had this week, and you know, had a good practice last night. Be ready to get out there and get on the mat today.
Talking about loading up your schedule, and last week you guys had a really good showing at the Civic Memorial Tournament, able to come away with first place, and really I thought the way that you guys were able to kind of dominate that whole tournament is one thing that really stood out to me.
Yeah, we had a really good final round on top of it, you know, so that kind of gives you a good feeling when you walk out of there. And to win 7 out of 14 weight classes is a good feeling, and I think we placed in 13 out of 14 and won nearly every match in that final round. I think I feel like we went 12 out of 13 or something like that. So, yeah, pretty good final round, good way to end the tournament, you know, and with some momentum and a feeling of accomplishment, obviously, with the team title, and then Tyson winning Most Outstanding Wrestler, and then, you know, 7 individual champions, like we said. And just another good thing, too, just got a lot of matches. You know, we guys wrestling 3, 4, 5 times in a day, and just making weight and kind of going through that tournament style and having to wrestle multiple matches. You know, we just had the one competition coming in, and so it's, you know, you make weight, you wrestle once, and then a couple of our guys had forfeits, so they hadn't even really had a match. So it's kind of nice to get out there and watch them compete all day long. And like I said, I thought they did a good job of competing hard. Obviously, there's some technical things that we need to keep working on, and we'll do that. And felt like through watching a lot of wrestling this week, there's more things that we're able to kind of focus in on. And, you know, last night, like I said, practice, we were able to address some things from our top work that we feel like we've seen, and had a lot of good top work. You know, we're scoring a lot of points. I want to try to work on creating some more pins and those dual meets, especially those close dual meets like the Union County meet. You know, being able to pin people could be the difference in a match. You know, and also not getting pinned. We've had a few matches where we've given up some pins. You know, we don't want to gloss over that just because, you know, we've been successful in one. You don't want to, you know, sometimes you think of other sports, you look at not just winning, but how you're winning. And, you know, we've talked about that in football. You know, it's, you got to keep paying attention to what's going on and not just say, oh, we won. You know, keep looking at the things that we can get better at. So obviously we've wrestled some really good kids, and sometimes it's going to be tough to not give up a pin to somebody that's really good. But the goal is to keep the points down, and I think we have good enough wrestlers to do that.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about making weight, and that's really what the toughest part about this early part of the season is, you know, trying to get guys to make weight, because especially those guys that you have playing football, I mean, it's a big difference, you know, because for football you kind of want to add on a little more weight to make yourself, you know, as an example, if you're an offensive lineman, you kind of want to be able to push off another guy. But in wrestling, you know, it's one thing you kind of have to be mindful of to make sure that you're, you know, still around the weight that you can wrestle at.
Yeah, with our depth, you know, it's kind of led to some weight cutting, and some guys are trying to search for a spot and a place to fit in. And I think it's kind of all starting to shake itself out. And, you know, the challenging thing with if you're going to drop weight is to truly drop the weight and not to yo-yo up and down. I mean, you know, you get into a cycle where you're, you know, pulling 10, you know, 8, 9, 10 pounds off, you know, a day before, 2 days before, and then put it all back on. You know, you're just basically pulling water weight, and it's going to make your body feel bad, and you're not going to be able to perform to your max potential, and you're going to get wore out from constantly working out, trying to ride that cycle of up and down, up and down. So, you know, just learning that the true way to do it is by being disciplined and controlling, you know, your intake and your workouts and being disciplined, you know. And it's one of those things, we got some guys that are sacrificing for the group for sure, and so we try to support them through that, and it's always been part of the sport. But, yeah, hopefully once you get to Christmas, we'll get that 2-pound weight allowance. That'll help them out. And especially some of our smaller guys, 2 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, but for some of our smaller guys, it's going to be a huge, huge help for them, and to not have to make that scratch weight and get that 2-pound growth allowance, because we do have some young kids that are probably actually growing. But I think they get a little more used to it, and body gets settled in, and hopefully we're getting to that point around Christmas time.
Talk about this team, and a lot of these guys were really solid wrestlers for you last year. Dylan Hinton was a state qualifier. You had Caden Tidwell and Max Philpott, who also were state medalists. I mean, when you have those guys who have that experience too, especially whenever it comes to, you know, being the support to cut weight, I'm sure is a big difference maker for the younger guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a team thing. You know, you got to help your teammates, you know, and that means you may have to come in and do an extra workout with some of our guys based on where they're at, you know. And Coach Myers is great about that. He, you know, he's still young enough and likes to wrestle enough that he comes in and helps guys. And, you know, like I said, it's one of the things where they support each other, because, you know, one time it might be you that needs the extra guys to help you get your weight in line. And you know, like I said, hopefully we'll get to the point where, you know, we're not worrying a lot about our weights, and we're kind of settled in and can just focus on the wrestling part. But it's always kind of been a component of the sport, and just got to support each other and realize that, you know, come March, it'll all be over and it'll all be worth it.
Of course, you talked about the long loss you had to the Kentucky team, Union County. I mean, being able to see a team that you typically don't always see, and like you said, kids who are nationally ranked and a program that has such a deep history like you guys, I'm sure was kind of a good little test to see where you guys stack up against some of the teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we took the challenge and then the opportunity to be on Flow Wrestling and, you know, the televised meet, and, you know, just a neat experience for our program and our kids. And we, you know, we've got some relationships with those guys from, you know, from Coach Myers through college and through summer camp, and just getting to know some of their coaches, some of their kids. And so when the opportunity came to go down there, we took it. And, you know, our kids know their kids a little bit from summer camp. But, you know, it's one of those things where we look back at the match and we can definitely find spots where we feel like we could have won the meet, you know, and it's disappointed to lose. You know, I told them, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, mad at you guys or upset at you guys. I mean, we split the match at 7-7, and we basically lost on bonus points. You know, they had more pins than we did, and, you know, but I think there's places in there where we could have won that eighth match, you know, and if you win eight matches in a duel, it's going to be hard to beat you, you know. I mean, you know, if you, you know, because you got to figure you're going to have some bonus points in there. So, you know, obviously splitting it at seven wins, you got a chance. You know, if you get to eight wins, you know, you should probably win that duel meet. So with some of the super studs they have, you know, probably winning the eighth match would have been the best way to go about it. And I think, you know, there's other places where we looked at, we could have scored some more points, you know, like we talked about trying to pin people and to the Tech Falls, and which is kind of different with the new scoring system. It's you're able to rack up a lot of points fast, and you get closer to that Tech Fall than you ever would have in the past. So it's kind of a fine line between, you know, scoring those bonus points and trying to go for the pin. And, you know, we'll just keep working on those kinds of things. And like I said, there's a few matches we feel like if we would have wrestled a little better, we could have won those matches and would have turned the duel in our favor. So it's a good early season experience, you know, to kind of go back and recount each match and, you know, look at what we could have done or what was realistic. You know, there are some places where probably 10 out of 10 times we're going to be up against it as far as trying to save points. And, I mean, they had some, like I said, really good wrestlers. I think they had at least three Division I wrestlers on the team. And you know, but I thought we competed well and represented well. And, like I said, in the nationally televised meet on Flow Wrestling, and just a kind of neat experience for our program for sure.
And, of course, too, I mean, losing always is tough. It's no doubt about that, but it's better to take a loss, you know, in December opposed to January, while you still have so much more time to work on stuff, and you don't really get a loss that affects your record or affects your chances of going to sectionals or state.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that. It doesn't really have a whole lot of impact on our outcome of our season. You know, a lot of that's still to be determined, and it's one of those deals where we'd rather seek out the good competition than guard our record type thing. You know, I mean, we could stay in our bubble and wrestle in our shell and be undefeated and go into the state tournament. We could have had an undefeated record, but I don't know. My goal, I've always been told if you're undefeated, your schedule's too easy. So we try to get out and push it, and we're going to do more of that, you know. And if some of our kids make it through the season undefeated, then they'll have earned it. But like I said, we're not going to sit back and guard our record and try to play in a bubble and you know, feel good about ourselves. We're going to truly feel good about ourselves because we know we've pushed it. And I think through the years, that's one thing that's kind of carried us, is the competition and just knowing, having confidence from that. I mean, there's a lot of things you can take confidence from, and this is such a confidence sport. I mean, all sports are about confidence, but wrestling, just, it's magnified to me, and with the individual component. And, you know, you can take confidence in your preparation, you know, and practice and how you've worked. And you can take, you know, confidence in who you've competed against and what you've done. So every experience to me is an opportunity to build confidence towards that postseason run. And, you know, when it gets up there to state meet, the guys that are feeling it, you know, mentally and physically are the ones that are usually the most successful, because it's pretty close when you get up there. A lot of good wrestlers, and, you know, the person that can kind of string it together mentally and physically for that 3 days is usually the one that comes out on top. So, like I said, everything's preparation for the postseason, and that's the way we focus.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it the nail on the head there. I mean, no one lucks into going to a state tournament, no matter if it's a team sport or an individual sport. You're there for a reason.
Yeah, and that opportunity to earn that start in February, and you know, there's been involved with a lot of sports and coached for a lot of years, and you know, one thing that's really special about wrestling is kind of that month of February, that postseason run, and, you know, one tournament a weekend kind of culminating, you know, with the individual state and the dual state tournaments. And so, yeah, you definitely have to earn it every step of the way. And you know, we look at everything up until that point as preparation. So, like I said, we're gonna go out and hit the road and see what we can do and what we can find for our kids and try to put them in tough situations, and so that come postseason, we're prepared and ready to go.
Got three more matches tonight, taking off Fairfield, Oakwood, and Olney. Just another good chance to end the weekend on a high note.
Yeah, teams that traditionally end up in our sectional, and we'll start the day at 10 o'clock with Olney. And you know, they've had a program for a few years now, and they've got some good individuals. And highlighted by the Bessie kid. He should be around 138. He's a state-ranked kid and a state-placer kid. And then we'll take on Fairfield in the middle there. And they got a couple good kids in the middle upper weights. Our guys went down to Lawrenceville, saw them, and we had some matches against them already. So we'll do that dual second, and then we'll finish up the day with Oakwood. And I would guess sometime around noon or 12:30 that duel will get started. And obviously Oakwood's a good team, and they were actually able to beat us last year. And, you know, they came up a little bit short in the sectional against Roxanna, but we know how good Roxanna was last year. And I think Oakwood's like us. They got a lot of good young kids. And so it'll be interesting to see how it matches up. We'll get weighed in at 9 and give us a chance to kind of digest the information and see where their kids are and how everything stacks up.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning and look forward to seeing you guys wrestle later on this morning.
All right, thanks, Isaac. Appreciate all you guys do.